When you're estimating total rainfall amounts with your precip sources and mesonets, there's two common pitfalls that can be tricky to navigate, and I want you to be aware of them. So let's start off with the first one. Because your storm total accumulations in dual pole MRMS and your mesonets are over longer time periods, there's going to be times when you get older rainfall from earlier on in the event that is skewing your perception of the most recent amounts. So you're going to want to subtract out that older rainfall so that you can get a feel for the most recent precip amounts. Now here's the part that gets tricky. The way you do this in dual pole and MRMS is different. Your dual pole storm total and mesonet accumulations are analogous to a train that just continually accumulates over time and doesn't stop until they reset. So, getting rid of those earlier rainfall amounts is just as easy as going back in time and subtracting them out. Now, it isn't as straightforward with your MRMS 6-hour storm total product because at the top of every hour, it's constantly resumming up the previous 6 hours, adding and dropping rainfall amounts based on its moving time window. So if your mesonets have older rainfall, you really can't do a comparison between MRMS and the mesonets, because going back in time in MRMS will result in storm totals jumping all over the place based on whatever rainfall accumulations are in its moving 6-hour accumulation window.